This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver International Airport's baggage handling system is getting an upgrade. The airport will get $26.6 million through the bipartisan infrastructure law passed in 2021. Officials say the federal cash will mean faster processing times and reduced energy consumption. It will also help the airport keep up with the growing number of travelers moving through Denver each year. This is the third installment of federal money for the baggage project. The previous two totaled about $82 million. The state legislature is pursuing a number of new restrictions on guns this session, but opponents have promised to challenge any new law in court. CPR's Bente Birkeland says gun restrictions face a more hostile legal environment now after a recent Supreme Court ruling.
The Supreme Court did say that any new restrictions have to be in line with historic precedent. I think some Democrats have been wary of butting up against those legal restrictions. They want anything that passes to be implemented, not tied up in the courts or struck down. Others say they still want to push forward with what they think is the right thing to do, regardless of the decision. And I think we can see that by the broad scope of bills introduced thus far.
CPR's Bente Birkeland. Vintage Theater in Aurora now has a permanent home. The location in the Aurora Cultural Arts District first opened as a theater in 2008, when Jeffrey Nicholson established the Shadow Theater Company in a former auto repair shop. Vintage Theater took over in 2012 and renamed the main stage in honor of Nicholson. Working with the city of Aurora, the company has now completed its acquisition of the property. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.